Good morning and welcome to Get Enlightened with me, Lauren Scott. I'm so excited y'all are here. I'm actually laying in bed, surrounded by windows, and looking out at the most beautiful view as it's snowing here in Angel Fire. It's been an incredible trip. Excuse me. And I am having problems, like the bandwidth is not strong enough for me to drop the episode that I was going to drop today with... Excuse me. But I thought I would jump on here and kind of tease, because yesterday I got on with some kids who were staying here at the cabin. We were transitioning out. We shared this with another family. So they were leaving and we were coming, and we got one night to get to know this group of senior kids that also go to my kids' school. And I was just talking to them about what they're wanting to do after school and a little bit about high school. And they started talking to me about this business that they're starting and Dungeons and Dragons. And I had no idea, like, the impact that it had on them. So I had them jump on the pod. So next week I will be dropping the episode with the creators of Dungeon Discussions, I believe is what it is. And speaking to these three young men who, I have to say, like, I was totally blown away with their entrepreneurial spirit. And it made my entrepreneurial spirit super, super happy to see young ones that are wanting to make a difference in the world and share something that has made a difference in their world. And we look at it in different ways. Aspects. They tell us what Dungeon and Dragon is, which I had no idea. It's kind of like a cult of its own because it really has brought so many people together. They meet weekly. It's just a really cool story. And it was my first time to have some kids jump on because mine never wants to jump on with me. So I was excited about that. So I hope y'all tune in next week to hear that discussion. They also give you a little bit of opportunity to help them out. So if you have a little bit of extra money around or have a business that could help them out, I'm going to also link into with them. You know, I'm always here to help. And that's what this is. That's what this podcast is all about, is enlightened conversations. And I really think that my favorite part of the whole story in itself is when they talk about, I asked them specifically, you'll have to tune in, but I asked them specifically about their parents and if their parents liked what they were doing and how their parents are thinking about them starting their own business. So it was a really, really cool conversation. The kids are way beyond their years, very old souls. So I was so lucky and blessed to get to connect with them and share their story. So tune in next week for that. And this week I am just living in the moment, like 100%. We're here up at the cabin. I haven't been here in 2 years and it's snowing and we're going to be going sunset snowmobiling today, but I don't really know if you're going to be able to see the sun because it's snowing. It's supposed to snow all day. And then tubing. I don't know if we're going to get up on the hills. The snow hit really, really hard, I guess last week. And then this week it's starting to come in the end of the week. So we're going to be doing some sports besides skiing and snowboarding this trip, I think, but whoever knows. And I'm just sitting here just so grateful for this life. Like, we have been moving and going and doing, and I feel it. Medical things with other family members, sick ourselves. It's just been a chaotic last few months, and this has really been great for my system to slow down, and with this new moon to set intentions of starting these new beginnings and just taking in this beauty and this nature and soaking it all in to get ready for this new year, because astrologically we just finished the new year. So happy new year to those that celebrate the astrological new year. Happy spring. I hope that you are enjoying your spring break. If you are on spring break this week with your loved ones, and if you're not, next week with your loved ones.
And thanks for being here, guys. I'm actually going to go meditate and then go play in the snow with my kids. So I will talk to you next week, and I hope that you're enjoying it. And thanks for listening to Get in Mind with me, Lauren Scott.